Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, June 21st, 2021. Welcome to day 153. Nearly 10 million Americans enrolled in Medicaid during the coronavirus pandemic. Roughly 80 million people are now covered by Medicaid, making up nearly a quarter of the U.S. population. Federal health officials attributed the boost in enrollment to the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which was approved by Congress in March 2020. The law gives states extra federal money to help cover Medicaid costs as long as the states don't remove any enrollees until after the coronavirus public health emergency was declared over. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is weighing whether or not to end a Trump-era policy that directed border officials to immediately expel the majority of immigrants crossing the U.S. border. The policy, known as Title 42, allows border agents to turn away migrants before they have the opportunity to seek asylum, and it was established through the CDC to prevent the coronavirus from spreading in holding facilities. The White House is now considering ending family expulsions as early as July 31st. In New York, officials in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office have reportedly grown frustrated by the lack of cooperation from the Trump Organization's CFO, Alan Weisselberg. Weisselberg is a key figure in prosecutors' efforts to indict Trump due to his central role in nearly every aspect of the Trump Organization. Manhattan DA Cy Vance's investigators have been pressing Weisselberg to provide evidence implicating Trump as they scrutinize his business practices before he was president, including whether he inflated the value of his assets to obtain bank loans and then deflated the value of those same assets to get tax breaks. Officials also believe Weisselberg continues to regularly speak with Trump. Moving on, the United States is preparing more sanctions against Russia in response to the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the timing of the sanctions, or what they would include, would come as soon as we develop the packages to ensure that we're getting the right targets. Biden imposed sanctions on Russia for the poisoning and imprisonment of Navalny, which was directed at Putin and the oligarchs who support him. Back in the U.S., the Biden administration plans to make gender confirmation surgery available to transgender veterans through the VA healthcare coverage. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough said that for far too long and for far too many, respect and care were not the norm for our LGBTQ+ community and our veterans, adding that is why the VA is determined to continue down that path, the path of progress. The National Center for Transgender Equality estimates that there are approximately 134,000 transgender veterans. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports that Trump apparently suggested sending Americans who were infected with COVID-19 to Guantanamo Bay in an effort to suppress the number of cases on U.S. soil. During a February 2020 meeting, as administration officials were discussing whether to bring infected Americans home for care, Trump reportedly asked, "Don't we have an island that we own? And what about Guantanamo?" Trump brought it up a second time, saying, "We import goods, we are not going to import a virus." Aides eventually scuttled the idea of quarantining Americans on the same base where the U.S. holds terrorism suspects. And finally, Senator Joe Manchin told an electricity utility trade group that the Biden administration's pledge to cut carbon emissions is too aggressive. Manchin, whose home state is a major coal producer, defended coal-fired power plants at Edison Electric Institute's 2021 conference, arguing that coal is being singled out by environmentalists as a polluter. "This is a global climate," Manchin said. "Some of our environmental friends, they make us believe we are polluting the whole climate." The Biden administration, meanwhile, has set a goal to cut carbon emissions in half from 2005 levels by the year 2030, with a goal to have the nation's electric utilities converted to 100% clean power by 2035. Manchin, however, told EEI that, "I've always been very, very cautious about transitioning to a net zero economy," adding that you cannot eliminate your way there, but you can innovate your way there. And in the polls, Monmouth University says 80% of Americans support requiring some form of photo ID to vote, while 18% oppose the idea. 71% support making in-person early voting easier, while 16% said it should be made harder. And 50% said voting by mail should be made easier, while 39% said it should be made harder. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.